head on their shoulders.
So I can unwind
the whole of reason I season.
And that I did think
I wanna ride or die.
And that you could bring
someone for walk by my side and not in front of me. For hold my hand so tight with me anxiety. But I'm so wide where I could fall asleep. Well, give me joy inside when he's protective of me. I feel you deeply.
C is for
cauliflower.
Confusion. Creation.
Pickle. K is for
kitten.
Cam.
C, wait. Fianrupsich. U, unbearable.
U is for underground.
Oh, yeah.
Umbrella.
T.
Trite.
Tremendous.
Torment.
Tire.
C. K.
I can't think of a U one. T.
T.
F is for famous.
Fun. Fumble. M is for Montreal.
Small. 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 Small.
The intro number does. Wanna talk it real, yeah. I would have miss your bad girl, man. Read them up. Cause everything I do, you try to underrate me. Foot on your neck, or you make take me. I keep it gully when them pat out of shape. Your pub won't rip. Meet me at the gate. I'm right on them rap pages. I wrote them cells. I'm all hip hop, rap, radar, Michelle. Stay tuned, suck up the rap game, gang. Before I go, some are getting lyrically bottled. So which rap yellow ears am I afraid of? Tell the boss as we put up the paper. 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil, Chanel. How which rich one off with the dread? Sell out, me and them fell out. The attitude like a psychic Michelle out. You never know them off the respect, Michi. You not go get none of my DJ money. Remember when me used to spin round panny? And if your man want me, him off the pay down panny. I'm from Jane. He ain't explain why the Mish me stay in the game. When they block the aim. Lot of can't explain. Now stuck on the range. Well, don't tell me talk nice. Stay pretty and it ain't an OG in the G20 city. I even if it pull up it pretty, haters gon' hate and still wanna ride with me. I got goosebumps, I'ma boost this. And if she diss, I'ma let the whole fam hit. Wanna get that money, rub a big man on me. Wanna get up in the crew and act funny? No dummy, we keep it moving, not used to losing. Got any man me get a me choose him. How are the dudes them? Watch how you choose friend. Come on, look, girl like you, fed us use them. You never know, you must feel respect me shit. You're not gonna get none of my DJ money. Remember when me used to spin round panny? And if your man want me, him off he pay down panny. Bad gal bubble love, give me self trouble. Bad gal bubble love, give me self trouble. Sa gal you know. Kick up your foca, you know. Bad gal bubble love, give me self trouble. Bad gal bubble love, give me self trouble. Sa gal you know. Kick up your foca, you know. Bad gal bubble love, give me self trouble. Bad gal bubble love, give me self trouble. Just kick up your foca, you know. Bounce a girl, cause you know. You never know them off me respect me, she. You not gonna get none of me DJ money. Remember when me used to spin round panny? And if your man want me, him off me pay down panny. Girl, bubble love, give me self trouble. Bad girl, bubble love, give me self trouble. Bounce a girl,
you know. Whoa! Wow! All right, big up the Queen Mishy Me. Bless beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM on our new slot every Thursday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook Live at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Queen Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in life, Queen Kaya, Queen Gina, and King Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Queen. I am so grateful for... Take that again. I'm grateful for being here. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I ask that today's show, let the spirit lead. Let the words of our mouth be not of ourselves. Let them be guided by our inner beings. Let each and every listener, let them be uplifted. Let them be inspired, entertained, educated. And most importantly, let them be empowered. Hotep, Amen, and Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe. Now, before I ask you guys, how are you guys doing? I have to say again, big up to Queen Mishimi on that track, but y'all like introduced everybody as kings and queens today because we have our All Queens show coming up on February 3rd, right?
Yeah.
All Queens, how are you guys doing? Let me start with y'all.
Well, I'm pretty blessed, personally. Oh, it's January 4th, by the way. Miss Trish, but I'm doing February. Yeah, sorry, February 4th. February 4th, not 3rd. Yeah.
Oh, not the 3rd.
No, the 3rd is a Wednesday.
Oh, true that.
All right. Well, all y'all know Queens February 4th. That is.
Good call, yes. Gina.
No problem. So, Gina usually does. She speaks about herself in third person. I do a dry January. After my birthday, I do. Pardon, Trish?
What is that?
Oh, a dry January is no liquor. So, as soon
what?
As...
What? What?
Boo!
Did I come here for judgment?
What? I'm so sorry.
Is this not a safe space?
So I was like, dry January when you don't be using water when you mop? What the hell does that mean? Dry January. Okay, I'm so sorry. It's not my turn.
Yes, the premise of that is because after all of the holidays and New Year's and Christmas and all the eating and drinking, you know, your liver and your kidneys, it needs a break. You know, I like my organs. I want to live long. And so I give it a dry January. But I think don't hold me to this, but I think I might extend it for a year, you know.
What? Sorry. No judgment. Continue. My bad.
You're not gonna drink alcohol for a year?
Yeah, look, don't hold me to it. I'm going to go month by month, but so far...
You have intentions.
Exactly. Wow, I didn't know this was the judgment zone this morning. Good God.
Yeah.
No, we were on you. What? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I decided to do this week was cooking what's in my pantry. Because I did groceries the other day and I came back and I have 2 bags of dry chickpeas. No one in their right mind ever needs 2 bags of dried chickpea. So I clearly don't know what I have in my pantry and I need to see what's in the back and I need to just start cooking what's in there. And I love rice and I'm out of rice, but now I'm going to have to go to my barley and all the other like old grains and stuff that I have.
Quinoa.
I'm really trying to... Quinoa. It's pronounced quinoa.
Quinoa?
He did not.
Okay.
Quinoa. Quinoa. Pharaoh. Yes, I do have some quinoa as well. So that's my project. And making sure I cook it with positive perspective, because a lot of times, you know, we open our fridge and our cupboards, we're like, you ain't got nothing to eat and there's food staring at you. So now I'm just trying to have it be, I'm trying to be more positive, like, ooh, okay, what can I do with these carrots and ginger? All right. And then, you know, a more positive perspective so that I speak positivity into the food that I cook and eat.
You know, I love that.
That was me this week.
My week
was definitely eventful. I'm keeping up with the media and the different things that are going on. You know that we've had a busy week as a people, so I've been glued to the screen a little bit. I've been doing my little reading and research and stuff, so I just want to just say that I'm chilling right now, but it was an eventful week.
It was an eventful week for sure. And it's only Thursday. We have one more day to go.
Talk about it.
Because do we have one more day to go? Because every day feels the same to me. I don't know.
Facts.
But on paper, today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Right?
Gina, can I get a turn or no? It's you again. I just
okay. Listeners, do you hear what
I cut off for Gina's dry January? Okay, please keep going. We love each other.
Yeah, I know. It's mere love. Okay, so I went through a pretty rough week, actually. I had in all honesty. So first, I have a nugget to share with everybody. I had a headache that came creeping in sometime during the week. And I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. I've been addicted to Advil. I shouldn't say addicted to Advil. I've been prescribed Advil since I was a child because I've been getting headaches and migraines since I was little. So I'm like, you know what? Enough is enough. What other alternatives are there to these headaches? So bam, little tidbit for you guys. When you have a headache, if you could get access to an amethyst, it's a purple crystal. If you could wear it around your neck, if you could put it on your head, do whatever the case. I have to say, I am very proud to say that it worked. It actually, in my all my years of getting headaches, I've never been able to get rid of it without actually having to take some kind of meds. This was the first time I just took one of my amethysts. I put it on my head, wrapped it with my locks, put it up in a bun. And yeah, within a half an hour, I was like, yo, the headache is gone. So anyways, that's my little tidbit. But that's not why my week was rough.
I love that.
Yeah. Take the, we're here to empower, right? So just sharing these kind of things. So you guys definitely, I suggest that. The second best crystal is a lapis lazuli. In all honesty, I put both of them on my head and wrapped them both in my locks. But all right. So I went through a minor depression because as you guys know, like the OFC, we've been working on this project for a long time. To purchase some land to develop our own little Black Wall Street and stuff. So long story short, basically the land we're kind of bidding for, we lost it and whatever. So we lost this property. Went through a little minor depression, but I have to say, what lifted me up, guys, was this weekend building snow forts with my children. We built dope snow, like as you guys know, it snowed 150,000 centimeters this weekend. This past weekend, and yo, it was the best snow fort making weather because the weather was warmish, so the snow was sticky, perfect for snowballs, perfect for building a snow fort. So we built a two bedroom snow fort with a slide that's attached to it. Had a ball, so that really helped to lift my spirits. And really, like it's been up since. Like my whole thing is just staying optimistic, staying positive. Actually, I've gone to see some other plots since then, so I'm back on feeling awesome. But it was just to say, it was kind of like it was an up and down weekend. But give thanks to the children, give thanks to life, and give thanks to just being able to distract myself with things that keep me positive and feeling good. So that's it for me.
That damn COVID boy, it just showed us how to just appreciate life, didn't it?
Absolutely.
But just so you know, when one door closes, another window opens. So don't even worry about it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Yes, I love you guys, man. You guys just lift my spirits.
That's it. My week was cool. I mean, nothing exciting in Miss Trish's life. I just started drinking a gallon of water a day. Oh my God. Mm. It's been very rough for me. It's been very hard. I already drink a lot of water, but I guess I don't drink a gallon. So I thought that I drank enough water. When I got the bottle, I was like, holy moly, this is what I have to drink in a day. I already thought I was drinking that much, but I'm not. But anyways, I'm on my way to a gallon a day because right now I'm at the 7 a.m. mark because since it's 7 a.m. in the morning. So I just started and it's been, pardon?
Can I ask a question? Because I remember when I was on the detour, I remember Tata was doing that, right? She was doing like a water thing, but I never had a chance to ask her, like, what are the benefits? And maybe for our listeners who might not know, like, what are the advantages? What are the benefits of drinking like a liter?
Definitely.
Or galley. Clearer, what are you drinking in there?
Clearer skin, for sure. Definitely clearer skin. And you're just like cleaning out your body, detoxifying in the most easiest sense in the way. I know there's a lot of detox drinks out there. However, when you detox with only water for a long period of time, it's just the easiest, cleanest way to do it.
That's so you only drink water. You're not eating or anything else. It's just water.
I'm eating, but I'm also eating water too. I'm having a lot of celery, greens, things like that. So I'm just trying to readjust the way that I do things. I don't label myself anything when it comes to my diet because sometimes I'm going to want a cheeseburger. But so that's it. I've just been eating a little bit better along with the water. I don't drink soft drinks naturally or juice naturally. But I was like, let me just try this out to see what happens. So that's what I've been doing for the last week, and it's been awesome.
Yo, good on you! Shout out.
But water is also a purifier, and what it does is that it helps you. It's putting a cleanser in your body without any additives. So while there's nothing wrong with celery, actually eating celery, you burn more calories eating celery than the actual celery itself. But what water does, it goes in and it refreshes your organs. And we're 80% water, right? So we have to replenish ourselves when we're eating such high sodiums and all these other foods that are clogging our arteries and our organs and stuff. Water is there to clean it out.
Amen. Yeah. So seems like we're doing all well. You know, that's good. Dry cabins, the news, snowmen, snow forts, we're all good. All right, so headlines time, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes. All right, where do we dive in? So we had, if we could just address just the first, what took up the bulk of the news. I couldn't even watch PBS with the Utes them. Well, because there was something happening in the United States. I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday.
A little something.
Yeah, Biden. You guys saw that? Biden.
Biden's inauguration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how'd you guys feel about that?
Oh, I didn't watch it, but I'm just glad Trump's out. So.
I watched it. It was cool. I'm happy nothing happened to them because I don't think anything should happen. I know a lot of people were apprehensive about things happening, you know, due to what happened, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. So I'm glad that it went smoothly. And let's just see what happens with the two of them. That's it.
So am I the only person that thought it was going to be gunfire and things raining from the skies? You guys didn't think? I thought I was watching the whole time and I almost said anticipation. It wasn't anticipation. But you know, like when you're watching and you're like, something's going to go down. Like, yeah. I guess that's maybe anticipation. I don't know. But
you know what? I think that after they made an example, having some of the rednecks locked up the other day and actually made it public, that helped a lot to like cool them down because they can see that their president is not bailing anyone out.
Period. But, yeah. Period.
Not for the band playing Hit the Road Jack. Killed me. Hit the Road Jack. They played it for like 20 minutes.
They sure did. And that's they played great. It like so well. They played it like extra loud. Did you not feel that, Kanye, when you were watching it? I felt like they were doing it with the extras in there, with the extra updates.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes, they really played. I know that was an inside joke of something. Someone that who requested that. You know what I'm saying?
Harris, you know the black lady requested Hit the Road Jack.
Kamala's like, okay, you guys are gonna play Hit the Road Jack because I told you guys to do this. So yes, they did. They played it with extra force, I found.
Wow.
It was like a South Carolina pep rally. They put that out.
Sure was.
Dun, dun, dun. I said, Oh my God.
No. You must have had a lot of fun practicing that because that was hilarious. I was like, ooh, is that what I think it is? Is that Hit the Road Jack? Yes, it was.
No, I do have to say it was cool to see Kamala, you know, like being the, I guess what is normally supposed to happen is Trump is usually supposed to be there with Biden to do like a handoff or a switch over whatever, but because he wasn't down, it ended up being like VP to VP kind of thing. So we got to see Kamala Harris, you know, as the first melanated woman VP, you know, of the United States. I think that was really cool. I kind of applauded that.
That's good. That was cool to see. But then we move on to Trump pardoning a few people before he left. Although he wasn't there, he still did have some last minute rounds to take care of. So he pardoned Little Wayne and Kodak Black, along with Madden and them.
I love the I don't know. You guys didn't find those things just like hilarious? Like I love like yo. I don't know. To me.
You want
to
know what? Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, like it's almost like watching like a soap opera almost. Like, you know, it's like, is this real? Like, is this really what's going on? Is this really what I'm watching?
Yeah, I think above it all, whereas Lil Wayne and Kodak, maybe people think it's a win because they were two black guys, but Lil Wayne did back Trump and Lil Wayne was backing Trump for 2020. So, you know, I think the years of hard living are catching up to him. But the funniest part of this all was Trump trying to preemptively pardon himself. He wanted to give himself clemency.
Yeah, I was like,
like in for future
potential charges.
Yeah, and they're just like his team had to be like, no, you can't do that.
It's not
like you can't do that. You guys have to tell him you can't do that.
Yeah, he was like, no, it's bad enough that the people that he did pardon. So aside from Lil Wayne and Kodak Black and whatnot, like we all pretty much know excuse me, Steve Bannon. But he basically gave clemency to a lot of white collar crime people. So normally pardons and clemency is done for those who have been charged exponentially with years that don't fit the crime, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of nonviolent drug crimes and you're given 10, 15, 20 years, those are the people that they go back and look at. Situations where I believe one female was, she got, I think, near to life for, I'd say a second degree murder or manslaughter of her boyfriend who was trying to rape her type of thing. And so she ended up getting pardoned clemency. Mm-hmm. He went for the white collar crimes, the Paul Erickson's, who was the conservative politic operative and ex-boyfriend of an alleged Russian spy. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who was convicted for racketeering, extortion, filling out false tax returns. Also, he was in this whole little scandal where he threw a party in his home with a bunch of exotic dancers. His wife came home early and she hit one of the girls. And the girl was found dead the next day.
Oh.
Shot up in her car with a 9mm.
What?
And yes, sir.
What?
And here's the thing, he's black.
What?
So again, he black, right? And so they went through all these things and they tried to say that he never had a party. They were trying to say, and like, it was just a whole scandal. Go look him up. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. These are the people that he pardoned and gave clemency to.
Okay, so in other words, his brethren. In other words, he's just like, guys, I'm just getting
100%.
I'm just getting to mand them out before I'm done. Yeah, like I said, I would do.
A lot of them,
pretty much.
A lot of them were friends and family or friends of people within his circle. So yeah, it's like, all right, guys, I'm not gonna do much more. Don't worry, I'll get your peoples out. Yeah, wow, that was guys. His last act as president.
I'm not even sure how to take that. It just shows that again, this whole thing is a poppy show, guys. Like this, the whole system. It's like House of Cards, guys. It's like, come on, man. It's like, when are we gonna start realizing that it's just a poppy show? I remember watching a documentary that really explains like even understanding what a government is. The government is in power because the people give it power. It's like a de facto government. Like, so if by chance, which probably would never happen because we're all very much enslaved by the media, so we just listen to what the media tells us and we believe it's fact and gospel. But if one day we were to wake up and realize that, wait a second, we are actually the people who have the power and who have the rights, we could actually just completely change the game. We could change how the world functions. We could everything. But we're now kind of stuck in a paradigm, in a world that we've actually created. And it's kind of messed up because it's like we created this world and we're kind of at the bottom of the totem pole. I don't understand why people are comfortable like just being led and told what to do, how to do it and stuff like that. And actually with that, I want to segue, if we can, you guys know, I personally don't really touch on too much COVID news. But there's just a couple of things happening right now that I just find it's kind of, so this is concerning like the curfew and stuff like that. How are you guys doing running home at 7:30, 7:30 in the evening running home?
I wasn't really going out before though.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not really affecting me too much. I'm cool. Honestly, it's like a normal day for me. Yeah.
There were moments where it's just like, oh, you know what? I could go for a chocolate bar. And I looked at the time, it was 7:51. I was like, or not.
And you felt good about that?
Exactly. It's like putting out my garbage, but I'm like, no, can't do it.
Really?
I mean,
are you guys okay with this?
No, I wasn't okay with it, but I did say at least it saved me the calories of eating a Snickers. So, you know.
Be able to have.
Let me be real. It's cold as rocks outside. Why going outside for after 8 o'clock? No. I mean, I don't like this whole curfew thing. The fact that we have it, but like, think about it. It's real cool outside. What are we going outside for?
I'm just saying. I guess. And the thing I'm in complete agreement. You know, I in terms of the not going outside, like understanding it's cold and whatever be the case, but. I know the other day that one of my family members needed a favor. So I was going to lend them my car just to help them out. And then realized that, wait a second, if I bring you the car, I'm actually going to be stuck. You have to bring me. And like, I had to leave them pretty much assed out. And I was like, wow, that kind of sucks, because if it wasn't for this curfew, even like even if they made the curfew just a little more realistic, like even 9:30, you know, so even people who are in business and who are doing their jobs don't actually have to cut hours, all these things would, you know, it would have been like, okay, well, you guys being considerate. Again, I still haven't seen the studies or the tests that say having me inside of my house at 8 o'clock is actually preventing COVID, but that's not even my point. I'm just venting. But the point of, that I wanted to bring up was an Ontario mother fined $880 under the stay-at-home order for leaving her children with their grandparents.
Yes, I read that.
You guys, so you guys like this? Everybody like this? That's how I guess. No, because basically the fine was, so for people that's just listening and trying to get the gist, it is really, she was fined because she had her parents-in-law, I guess, whatever, and it doesn't matter who, but her husband's parents watched their children. She went to go pick them up. There was a police officer outside, watched her go pick up the children, and then when she got in her car and drove off, followed her and gave her a ticket because they had too many people in the house, their grandchildren.
I
just don't understand, because this is petty nonsense. Like, I don't know if if you guys think they're going to lighten up or they're going to make it easier or better, but reality check, guys, it's not going to get better. they're going to get better up.
We have also the leaders praising the police for what they're doing.
Let's not talk about that either.
They're saying, yeah, the police are heroes. I don't want to cuss, but really, no, they're not. Like, they're being praised. So obviously it's going to get worse.
This is abuse. Like, this, they're abusing, like, to see that. It's like, guys, you have nothing else to do. So this woman's picking up her children. Like, really, guys? This is what you're doing? Like, this, like, we're paying you, guys? Again, going back to my previous point, we are taxpayers. We pay the city to employ these police. So we're paying you to do this? Like, we're paying you guys to give us these $1,500 tickets for walking our dogs that we're supposed to be able to do, or because you don't believe the letters that we're getting from our employers?
Right.
Guys, I don't know. Anyways, all I'm saying, I repeat it all the time, I definitely believe in the virus. I understand that it's a dangerous thing and we have to be careful. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But all the extra shenanigans, I would appreciate if the government started putting out more verbiage or information about how to boost your immune system. I have not seen one proper ad saying, you know what, guys, in these times, take more vitamin C.
You already know, though, why they're not going to do that, Farrell. You already know why they're not going to do this. It's up to us, people like us, shows like this, to do that, because they're not going to do it. And we all know why they're not going to do it.
I guess. Well, that's, you know, and you just hit it on the head. I was listening to Abba and Preach. Big shout out to Abba and Preach, my boys. Yes. I shared something on our page. I'll share it on the Empower Hour page as well. But they were just talking about how, like, you know, like YouTube, like all these huge platforms, you have stations like CNN and stuff like that who are now complaining because you have independent people like Abba and Preach who have X amount of hundreds of thousands of followers, if not millions at this point, and they're getting more visibility than CNN and other things online.
Well, why do you guys think? Don't be stupid. Like,
yeah,
come on,
but no.
They're really complaining?
Yes, why? They are. No, but you have to understand, they're not just complaining. They're using their influence in a heartbeat. You're going to see how basically the systems are going to start changing and start silencing media like us, because guys, I'm telling you, man, all you think is a joke thing.
Very true. I need to segue into one more headline for the week, and then after we can go into the next topic. So I just want to know, everybody on the radio show that's listening, and everyone on the team here, how many of you guys have a red jacket?
I just bought one for my daughter. Big shout out Swag City. Okay. Why?
Right, because Montreal police accused of racial profiling after stopping a man for his coat. Did they intercept every person in Villeray who had a red North Face coat, which is a very popular coat? So a Montreal lawyer is planning to file an ethics complaint against the city's police force after his client was stopped because of the coat he was wearing. That's the reason police gave Andy Basora when they said that they'd be questioning him outside of his home, Villeray, on Sunday, an exchange documented on video posted on Instagram that has gone viral. So basically, there's two police officers, one without a mask and one with a mask, one was female, one was male. pull up to this fellow's home, grab him by his jacket, interrogate him for the jacket because it looks like a jacket that has been stolen from someone like last week. When you go through this individual's Instagram, Facebook, all this stuff, he's had this North Face jacket for years. Years, years, and years.
North Face is a good brand, I have to say. They're pretty solid. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, say that again?
I said North Face is a good brand. They're pretty solid. So yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, well, he didn't steal the jacket. He said, the police officer said, you're wearing a coat that someone has stolen, the officer says, tugging on it to pull Basura off his porch and over to the police car. The exchange was filmed by his brother. So no apology yet. As I said, the police are still being praised for their actions. How do you guys feel about this? Being stopped for a jacket that you've had for years.
I'll speak last. You guys could go ahead.
Ladies, queens.
I mean, I just feel like this is the same story with different names.
But you have to say, because this is not a brother. This is not a melanin. Well, everybody has melanin in them, but this brother's not black.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all the same. It's the idea that police officers are given this
veto power.
This unmentioned authority on everyone's lives for any purpose. Like the fact that you're telling me that he grabbed him and was tugging him towards the car and all these things, like at the end of the day,
from his porch, you have to get the visual. They pulled him from his house. Okay, cool.
So from his home, the idea is that if you need to investigate something, you come in, you investigate, you take the information that you need to know. Ask the person, is this yours? Can you prove it? Now, granted, am I going to get upset that someone's going to come up to me and ask me if the clothes that I'm wearing is mine and for proof? I'll still get upset. But I won't get as upset with you tugging me into to the.
Go ahead, he's sorry. Really tugging. That's the thing. Like, the officer is really tugging him. It's okay. The officer is really tugging him, and it's so unnecessary. So.
Yeah, I look at that, and again, guys, we need to practice the art of just speaking up, because if we don't speak up, it's going to continue to happen. Like these kind of profiling situations. I'm sorry to say, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I just don't see it getting better before it gets a lot worse. That's just
You are right. Could you say anything about it?
Sorry.
So I'm saying, as people speak up, we're gonna hear more and more about it. So it's a little bit of a catch-22. But like, if people are speaking up and we're starting to get it, and that's what's gonna lead us to reform, then let's continue with these stories, because otherwise nothing will change, and things will continue in the back in the background, basically.
I just have one last point about this. Farrell, I just have one last point, because this story kind of touches close to home. When I was a lot younger, my brother's 6 years older than me, this did happen to him. He got stopped by the police, but they drew guns to his face. Wow. It happened in Angrion metro station by the LaSalle police, which I'm not afraid to say, because it actually traumatized him for years. So he fought it. We got a great lawyer. He fought it, and he got a very large settlement because they embarrassed him. First of all, he was going to work, you know, and they stuffed him in Angrion. Searched him for about an hour or two because they didn't want to admit that he was wrong, that they were wrong, excuse me. So this is something that's really not going to stop. Yes, they lost the police, but it's just like, if they're getting away from stopping people outside, like right now for these kinds of things, like there's no apology issued for this as yet, none whatsoever. So think about it. The more we speak, yes, it's great, but the more they get praised as well, is the more they're going to be egged on, sadly.
Talk about it. Facts. Kaya, was it about to say something? Or?
Yeah, Kaya, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just, you know, for me, I was completely infuriated with the entire situation. I honestly, it's a thing for me when I see things like that happen, I felt like it was actually happening to me. And I start thinking about how I would have handled a situation like that. And I just have to say, honestly, that we have to do better. We have to put more demands on the government, on the police. We have to put more pressure on them. And this year is the year of pressure. 2021 is a year of pressure. So if we want change, we can't just stop at the parading around after, because it's cold now in Montreal, right? So no one wants to go and walk
for 4 and 5 hours in the cold, right? So now everything is slowed down. We have to still fight. We got to fight from our kitchen table, fight from your bedroom, fight while you're doing your, you know, working from home or working remotely. Do something. We need to fight in the meantime.
Like our brother Thierry would say, we need to segregate our dollars. We need to make them feel it. I'm still trying to just figure out a strategy without messing up my own self and my taxes. But how to figure out how to just to hold back some money until I'm happy as a citizen, because I'm not happy as a citizen right now. I could tell you that much. Mm-hmm. So with that, so Gina, let's segue. Let's drop this track. So we got WizKid, No Stress.
WizKid, No Stress.
Did I mute everybody? Are we here?
No, we're here. Oh,
is this?
Yeah, we're here.
Hold on. Am I playing the track? Is this the track? Remix. Sorry. I need to stop that.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. But she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. Hola. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wine on my body, baby, wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. Make a deal right now. Girl, your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make you suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight, where the energy feels right. When my touch make you feel right. Since tonight we come alive, like. Make you drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress.
She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. Hola. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright.
Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright.
After the baby, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night.
She dey riding like a bike, riding 1,000 miles.
Riding, and she gentle when she ride.
He's got wine, he make my womb cry. This one you show me one day past my eye. Waiting my top us, baby, can I go time? I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah. She said we see be the money, yeah. She said we see get the stamina. I'm warming up, I'm getting warming up. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby girl, you mean a lot to me.
I got the pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress.
She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress.
Hola.
She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you tripping. Show me one thing they make you want some more. South London, girl, make me tripping. South London, girl, they make my dead, they ball. Gamma to my Asian girls. I said, I big up my Jamaican girls. I said, I big up my African girls. I get a lady from my yard, we know they make me rest.
I got the pretty, pretty lady, we know like, no stress.
She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress.
Hola.
She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Yes.
Ooh, very awesome song. I love it.
Okay, so when I put that link, I did think it was the PG version. So I apologize, listeners.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't need to apologize. I guess I'll apologize because for some reason I couldn't get it to play on Spotify. That's why you guys comparing those. Click, because I kept trying to get the daggone track to play. Wouldn't play, so I went to YouTube. But I didn't realize that he was going to drop some all kind of profanities on us. But I still have to say, I love Africa. Oh my gosh. Big shout out to WizKid. That track is ill. I was bumping and grooving in here. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Can't wait to go back to Africa. All right. I say go back as if I was there, but you know, guys, you know what I mean. I'm from there.
It's in my travel plan. It definitely is. So I hear that.
Amen.
Speaking of travel plans, actually,
Gina. I don't want to cut you. Can I try to play a background music like just while we're all here ready for it, so it doesn't cut you off? Can I do that?
I mean, we could have tested this before. You know what? Go ahead and try.
No, geez, this is live radio. So this is how we get down, especially when DJ Farrell's on the ones and twos.
Sorry, what? Who? Okay.
How is this? You guys heard this?
That's reasonable.
It's not too loud?
No, it's not too loud.
Wow, I'm surprised. Go ahead. I've been buying new.
Congratulations. It's a new year.
Amen. Okay.
But don't press anything else, Farrows.
Yo, why are you yelling at me, Trish?
My
goodness. Man's trying to make things better, yo. Shit, bro, give me a chance.
I'm protecting Gina because you guys are about to do your business zone. Get into it.
Yes.
No, we're not at business zone yet. We're doing affirmations and goals. But before I get into that, we were talking about traveling, and I don't know, has anyone heard about Kristen Gray?
Who's Kristen Gray?
Who is that, please?
So Kristen Gray did something that, you know, I commend her for, because myself, if I was in that space, I'd do it too. So Kristen Gray, the whole 2019, she was, you know, trying to find a job and wasn't really making it out in LA, paying very high rent and what have you. So her and her girlfriend moved to Bali.
Okay.
And so during the pandemic, her and her girlfriend moved to Bali, and like they've just been finding getting their whole life. So like living on a fraction of what they were living off of in LA, which can attest, there's a lot of people who take a couple of thousands of savings and go to South Asia and can live off for a year or two, depending on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's an influencer, and she started creating a thread about her move to Bali and how she's, you know, growing spiritually and really just finding her peace and doing all these things. So she started writing this whole book about it, and they're selling their books on, you know, how to move to Bali. Now, I like to consider myself a citizen of the world, in a sense where I like to travel. I like to take in a lot of different cultures. But one thing I know when I travel, and when they ask me, hey, how long are you staying? And I tell them I'm here for X amount of time, and they stamp my passport and say, great, you have to be out of this country by said date. And you say, okay, great. People, you can't just decide that you're moving to another country. There are an immigration process. And from her doing, and this is a lesson, because I commend her on the idea of going to Bali and finding her spirituality. But here's a lesson. Don't put your business online. You wanna know why? Because now the immigration government of Bali is looking for her.
Mm-hmm. Obviously,
they're looking for her.
When you're crossing the border, what?
Okay, so I guess is she going to add a chapter to her book, the do's and the don'ts? Because that's a don't.
This happened. Yeah. So two days ago, they put out a press release saying, "Hey, we're looking for Kristen." Her girlfriend was there saying, "Hey, I haven't overstayed my visa. I do have a visa. Everything is up to par, but it seems like Kristen didn't have all her things together." And you can be an influencer all you want, but doesn't mean you can just live anywhere around the world. You do have to go through the proper processes.
Wait, did you just say her homegirl is all selling her out early? Is that what you just said?
No, because her girlfriend actually has the proper paperwork. So when she's doing all these posts and stuff, they caught her girlfriend. And so when they were doing the press release with the lawyer, like they were basically saying, like, because they're trying to say that she's doing work in Bali, but what she's saying is that she's freelancing for companies in the US from Bali, and they're trying to catch on to her because you can't, because they're trying to get her on tax evasions and stuff.
Right.
It's just, come on,
hating on the girl, but at the same time, you don't have to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, yo. Come on, yo.
Yeah, you don't have to post everything. Like, keep some things to yourself.
I agree with that. You don't have to post everything. So keep some things a mystery, man. Jeez, goodness.
Wow. No, you see, that's mad funny, actually. As we're on that, like, this is totally not related, but something that was weird to me that I recently found out. So my children are in school. I have a son in high school, a daughter in elementary, and the high school, they're issuing out masks. Where you guys, I'm not sure if you guys heard this, like basically each child gets a box of masks.
Yes.
I heard you guys heard about that? Doing that.
Yeah, I take care of my niece. So yeah, I have the box of masks here, actually.
I'm still, guys, I don't want to be, you know, Debbie Downer, but I was like, why? Like, why? Like, is this the Band-Aid that they're looking to give to the people? Like, just give out masks and it should be okay, but still incarcerate people after 8 o'clock and shut down all small businesses? Like, is that like, but give out the masks to all these students and that's what's going to help the pandemic? That's what I am, again, just venting. It just frustrates me every time I look at all these ridiculous things. And then I was like, I found it very ironic because we're in Quebec. My son gets his box of masks and there's not a piece of French on the box. It's English and Chinese. And I'm like, well, they let this one slide, I guess, just because. But
For now.
Good point. Very, very, very good point.
Let me segue into this week's affirmation as you mentioned you like expressing your frustrations.
Thank you.
This week's affirmation is my thoughts become reality. So I know we're going through a lot right now, and not that I don't think we definitely do have to talk about the things that are going on, but we also need to talk about solutions. So let's think positive about things and let's think about how we can really make movement and changes, because your thoughts do become your reality. You are the master of your reality. And so that's this week's affirmation.
I love that affirmation. It brings me back to the spiritual session that I had that day, where they were really, for those who don't know, like, there's a member within the network, she channels. So we had an awesome opportunity, myself and a couple of people in our circle had an opportunity to have sessions with her, where she was able to channel our star families. And one of the things that I came to, that I was told, was that as soon as society in a whole, or at least a majority of us, start to see life differently, it will become different.
Amen.
Like, so, but the hard work for us as light beings, all my family of light who are out there and who are listening to me right now, our work, like Gina the Great just said, our work is really helping people to see that the grass is greener on the other side, see the world that you want, speak about the world that you want, envision the world that you want, so that it could speed up the process and help us get through this, because there's no time frame that is keeping us within this. It is actually just a matter of consciousness and energy, like frequency, so to speak. So once we're able to change our focus, we will lift our frequencies and our energy will raise and we'll be past this. But until we could do that as a people, we're kind of spinning top and mud a little bit. So
I like that. That brought me some goosebumps. The grass is green where you water it, though. It's not necessarily greener on the other side. It's green where you water it, where you take care of it, where you treat it with love and care. So that's where the grass is green. But I love that. You have to plug that, sister. That sounds good. That sounds great.
I definitely will. All right, I'll put that on our page as well. You guys definitely check out the Empower Hour. And guys, I want us to get to like 1,000 likes on that page. So right now we're like a little bit over 500. So thank you all for who are supporting and liking it. But we definitely want to push. We want to get to like 1,000 likes on that page. So guys, continue to like it, continue to share it. We'll always share all the content we talk on our show. It will always be available there for you guys. But definitely we want more of your support. So
So this week's fun goal. I spoke about earlier on today about how I've been cooking within my cupboard. And look, I appreciate that everyone's about to cook. I also appreciate that you don't really want to cook every day. And at one point in time, I definitely Uber Eats, because, you know, I'm also trying to support our local businesses and such. But this fun week is have an indulgence, right? Mm. So like just have it and with no regret. Like, have it and be just like, thank you for that indulgence and making me feel good. Don't worry about the calories. Don't tell yourself, oh, this is going to my thighs. Don't do none of that. Just indulge it and appreciate every single bite. And, if it's food,
whatever
it may be.
Excuse me? Maybe early for my antics. I'm sorry.
No, it's never too early, Trish. Never too early. I love it.
Go indulge. So, you guys tell me, my indulgence, I'm a chocolate person, especially at least one time of the month. Like, if you give me a good molten chocolate cake with some glass ice cream, like, I'm in happiness. What are some of your indulgence that you have, be it food or other?
Oh, wow.
Roti, fried chicken, pizza, chicken wings, brown liquor. Here we go.
Yes, brown
liquor. I'm a little bit torn because, like, I'm still not sure, like, like an indulgence is something I would not normally do. Is that like, just so I could just properly frame it? Because yeah, I just need to understand.
Not necessarily, because I mean, when you think indulgence, you think decadent, you'll think like the stuff that you probably don't want to do every day, especially when I'm talking about food. So do I want to eat fries and like butter slivered things every day? No, because you know, that's just not good for my body. But will I indulge in some like a serious poutine every now and again? Yeah, absolutely.
So okay.
It probably isn't something that you do every day.
Yeah, okay. Now I get that. And so yeah. So I would definitely say that just drinking Remy Martin is one of my indulgences. That and cheesecake. I'm not into big sweets, but I do love me a cheesecake.
You know, La Dipirie now offers Cheesecake Factory cheesecake, you know.
Who?
La Dipirie. It's the soft ice cream place that dips the ice cream cones and whatever different things. Anyway, it's an ice cream shop.
Sounds like another indulgence, Gina. How many indulgences are you going?
No, I can't do that. I can't do soft serve. That thing tears me up. Okay. I do that. There's nothing indulgent about it. It's just horror stories. But they do have cheesecake. They have Cheesecake Factory's cheesecake there and Rockaberry's cheesecake pie, like their cheese pie. Son, you're right. That too. Yeah. That goes in the
list. Kaya, what's your sweet? What's your indulgence? Your cheat meal? What would you eat?
Dang, man. You know, I'm fat, so I eat it all. But if I had to say something. No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I like to eat it all. I don't deprive myself of anything. I don't play that because another 10 pounds is not, people not going to be able to, oh, she went from 280 to 290. They're not going to be able to tell. So, and it just adds to the booty. So I don't look at it like that. But
talk about it.
If I was going to say, I want to indulge in something today. I love lemon meringue pie. Woo. I love the key lime pie from Rockaberry. I love the apple crumble cheesecake from Rockaberry.
Yeah.
I like waffles. I like deep fried O. Henry's.
Oh, I never tried that.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Deep fried O. Henry's?
Yeah. No, or like a deep fried Snickers. I love it.
Stop it, Trish. Stop it right now. That's
true. So yeah, like, that's my little bit of indulgence.
I know it's early, but I'm like, how to deep fry
I knew it. I knew you were searching it, Trish. I knew it. I heard you Googling it.
You know me like, very well.
So listen, people, we gave you so many options right about now. So you know, I'm here taking notes because I haven't done my indulgence of the week, so I'm taking notes. Rockaberry might see me still.
Yeah, so as we're segueing, I want to talk about another indulgence I have, and it's soca music, carnival, and fetting. Hey. Guys, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. So let's talk about it right now. There's probably gonna be a time on air where I will weep openly, cry tears because I'm not fetting in Trinidad and there's no carnival this year. It's probably gonna happen. I'm just letting you guys know right now. Okay,
I'll cry along with you, brother.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, like, we're gonna talk about it. Like, I'm gonna make it seem like it's okay, but then I'm gonna have to pause, and you guys are gonna be like, "Fry, are you okay?" And you know, and then you're gonna hear deep breathing. That you're gonna hear it, and it's because I'm crying over carnival. The fact that I'm missing it. So, so with that, like, I just want to play a little. Just I know it's gonna. As we get closer to carnival, you guys know how we get down. I'm gonna be dropping all kind of soca things on us. But for now, I wanna. What's this track I'm playing here, Trish?
It's called "I Need a Fet," meaning I need to party. For those of you who don't understand, by a Grenadian artist by the name of Boise.
Boise. All right. Let me see if I get this to play. DJ Farrow on the ones and twos.
As soon as he gets up, I can. I tired the woman, need a fit. I need a fit. I tired the woman, need a fit. I need a fit. I tired the woman, need a fit. I need a fit. I tired the woman, need a fit. I need a fit.
need a faith.
Open up the gates of mass. Open up the gates of Fete. Open up the gates of mass. Open up the gates of Juve. AI.
I need a faith.
I'm tired still, man.
To me, oh.
As he gets up and up, me house not see me.
I give in all my friends a toast.
As a celebration to life, yeah.
Jumping up, I miss it. Fet after fet, I need it.
Juve, I miss it.
Dragging a chain and chanting, yeah.
I don't know when you're going to open up.
I hope it's soon. I can't go much longer without you.
I need a fet, I need a fet.
I have the home, I need a faith.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
I have the home, I need a faith.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
I have the home, I need a faith.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
Open up the gates of mass.
Open up the gates of fete.
Open up the gates of mass.
Open up the gates of Juve.
I learned my lesson from this. So I live in my life today for today. Tomorrow is not promised to man. So don't tell me nothing when all you see me.
Carnival, I need it.
So come on, I can be seen.
Pretty mask, I be seen.
Costumes all over the street.
Hey.
I don't know when you're going to open up. I hope it's soon. I can't go much longer without you.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
I'm tired of the home, I need a faith.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
I'm tired of the home, I need a faith.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
I'm tired of the home, I need a faith.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
Open up the gates of mass.
Open up, yeah.
Open up the gates of fete.
Open up, yeah.
Open up the gates of mass.
Open up, yeah.
Open up the gates of Juve.
Open up, yeah.
I need a faith, I need a faith.
I'm tired.
Do you see why that song resonates though?
Oh my God. Guys, like,
that's why I chose it, because I was like, he's like, open up the gates for Mass and Juve, the things that we miss the most.
Guys, like, I'll be very honest. I only miss Juve. When I was in Carnival last year, I didn't play mass. Like, I went to the Carnival. It was great. But I feted. I went to all kind of parties. And Juve is literally what I fly to Trinidad for. Like, I say it's for Juve, guys. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. Like, I'm Juve.
You didn't play mass on Tuesday?
I didn't play mass. Like, Monday I slept. I didn't even remember what I did the night before. Oh, I did Juve the night before my save. So Monday I didn't even wake up. I woke up Tuesday, and then I was like, yo, I'm not. we went down, you know, to town, and we went and, you know, we're at the sale. We did our thing, but it wasn't like, I didn't play mass. Like, I wasn't missing it at all. I felt like, yo, I was real good. I was real good.
As we're on the topic of Juve, I did Juve Monday Mass, Tuesday Mass. I did everything. I slept for a week after coming back from Trinidad. But as we're on the topic of Juve, when we come back outside, guys, Montreal promoters and everybody, Juve needs to be outside. Juve needs to be outside. It can no longer be inside. That is not the way Juve is done. I'm saying that respectfully.
I know this. And as a person who is like, I'm not a Montreal promoter. I'm definitely not going to take that kind of title. But for somebody who does mobilize individuals and puts on events and helps for a lot of behind the scenes coordination, it's not that easy here. And that's the thing. It's like, because there's so much red tape, like, because it's for, if you're going to do it properly, like, and unless you're talking about doing something maybe in the evening, not necessarily a real Juve that goes into the night, or, you know, that starts in the night, sorry, and goes into the morning. And you're not talking about actually using any kind of paint, maybe just water and powder. Maybe we could get it done on a street, like two blocks. Like,
guys, wait, I'm sorry.
An industrial area where there's dust on the road and trucks going by early.
It's never gonna happen. It's It's never gonna happen because
Gina.
No, listen, Linda, listen. Right. You wanna know why?
Because I make like
she said, listen, Linda. Because at the end of Carnival or whatever they call it, Carafia, whatever they're calling it in Montreal, at the end of it, you literally see the cleaning trucks at the end of the last truck of Carnival.
No, sometimes
cleaning it's not away.
One. Sometimes they're cutting us off.
In between, and then there's the actual cars and traffic behind that. So if they barely want us to have remnants of what was of our carnival already, do you think?
do you think
they're gonna allow powder?
Well, guess what?
Road?
Trish, you know what we're gonna do? I'll tell you what we're gonna do, Trish. We're going to think about Gina's affirmation, and we're going to start visualizing and speaking of.
Juving outside in Montreal, speaking it into existence.
Thank you. That's become reality. Thank you for that, Regina.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and with that, let me segue here. Remix. Did this come in yet? Am I playing it? You see, where's my remix? Is this thing playing? You guys hearing my intro?
No.
You see, that's the thing with this disrespectful computer. Shut. I'm thinking I'm dropping all kind of hot remixes. You guys ain't hearing the remix?
No.
How about this? Still nothing?
Still no.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Please remember that you were Africans before you became anything else.
I guess Burna Boy's mom wanted to make sure that we remember that. Big shout out to Burna Boy's mom. Her and I are cool. I talk to her all the time. So time for community updates. Do we have any? Guys, I can't wait. I can't wait to get to the business zone because we're talking affirmations. We're talking visualizations and we have an awesome brother coming in. I just got hype as I just thought about it. So let me see what's going on. Well, last week, we already gave a shout out to Nayla Ali because she's doing dope things, and I'm working hard to get her on our show, guys. She's just super busy, but if we could get her on, it's gonna be just dope. Okay, sorry, Gina, I didn't mean to jump on things on your end.
No, me, I'm gonna come in at Black Canadian Women in History. So if you haven't.